Wow, again, it's such a privilege to talk about our dad in heaven, our great God, and our very, very wonderful Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has set so many examples for us to follow in our lives. I heard the manifestations quite a few times about power, and that's part of the title of the sharing tonight. And it's simply titled, The Power of His Light. The Power of His Light. And we can exhibit that in our own personal lives. And I'm here to say that when I see you, I see light also, not just Jesus Christ, but I see you glowing. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. At work, my dear brother in Christ, Derek, here with us tonight, when I see him, I light up. I know that he's got the same heart as me, that God has given us to believe and to know that things are possible with the Father when we go to him. So the power of his light is a very, very real thing in our lives. You know, in our everyday vernacular, the word light has been used in several ways, such as these examples I'm going to give you, and I'm sure you guys have heard of them. How about, we'll leave the light on for you. It was a calling card for a place of business, and I know many of you know what chain or business I'm talking about, but they say, we'll leave the light on for you. Another one that we hear is, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. A light at the end of the tunnel, which simply means a promising outlook for a particular situation. It gives us hope, you know, that when you look, it's not dark at the end, but there's a light. And the closer you get to that, the light grows and grows and grows. What about lit up like a Christmas tree? We sometimes hear that in sports. When people are draining all kinds of baskets or scoring a lot of runs, they say, oh man, they got lit up like a Christmas tree. So it's a statement of excitement. God even puts lights in insects, the firefly. Never experienced them. That was until I went to Oklahoma. Walking out in the countryside there at night, the first time, it kind of scared me, but I was like, you know, surprised. And I see these things coming on all around me, flickering. I said, well, God, this must be your fireflies. And it was really, really cool to experience them. The only way I've ever experienced a firefly was at Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland, but we know those aren't real. Beyond the physical element of light, what we're here for tonight is to know that light in the Bible represents spiritual illumination on the truth. Spiritual illumination on the truth. It's significant, you know, and God uses this because it's very real. It's the opposite of ignorance or darkness. That's not what we want to live in. We want to live in the light. When you're little, sometimes when the lights went out, you got spooked, you got scared because you couldn't see anything around you and something could have came out of the dark at you. But lights come on and you got great peace in your heart, right? The psalmist says in Psalms 119, 105, allow me to read that verse, and I'm going to read it to you out of the Contemporary English Version. Psalms 119, 105 says, the law of the Lord is a lamp. Well, what's the law of the Lord? They're his statutes, his doctrine, his way of walking. And it says that they're a lamp to us. You know, you're out camping, I don't know how many of you have camped, but you grab a lantern so you can walk in the dark, and it guides you so that you don't take a wrong step. The verse goes on to say, and its teachings shine brightly. Whose teachings? Man's? No, we just heard God's teachings. They shine brightly. Correction and self-control will lead you through life. The self-control and guidance we're talking about is from the Almighty. He doesn't have us to do anything we can't do. There are things that we should want to do. That's the goodness of what he created. When we go off in left field, that's our decision we made. But God's given us the light of his truth. The psalmist, like we saw, said that it's a lamp to us. And there's other places in God's word that talks about that. God teaches us with his light. And as it shines dimly, as it shines halfway on, or it says it shines brightly. Brightly. Whose light is brighter than God's? No one's. The path would otherwise be dark. And again, that's not what we want. Our Father's light never goes out. So the question is, why should ours? If we're energized by His truth, we're like fireflies just out there in the world, lighting things up. We should always shine brightly because that's what's in our lives. This statement truly rings true as God has made us to be the lights in the world and shine with His light and bringing all men and women to the knowledge of the what?
Truth.
The knowledge of the truth. It's plain and simple. Amen?
Amen.
Let's see what Jesus said about Himself. For this, I need you to turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. And it says, Jesus speaking, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Well, what is that? The light of life is God's truth. It's what God talks about as far as guiding us as we move around in our lives. In the same Gospel of John, go to chapter 1, please. We're going to read verse 4 and 5. I'll read 4 out of the King James and 5 out of the NLT. John 1, 4 and 5, please. And it says, in Him was life. How much more simpler can it be? And the life was the light of men. That's what draws us, is the light, is the light. Verse 5, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Isn't it comforting to know that? The darkness can never extinguish it. The last verse of Scripture tells us what we are to do with the light on. And to experience that, please go to 1 Peter. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. Chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race. God has chosen us as His people, this generation and the generations to come. A royal priesthood, or royalty. You know, forget England and all that other stuff. No, with God, we're a royal priesthood. A dedicated nation, God's own purchase. The price has been endured by Jesus Christ, but we've been purchased. It also says, special people. When you have a hard day, you might not feel so special. Whether it's at work, at home, your health. But know this, God says you're special. So instead of putting on a pity party for yourself, just think, wait a minute, no. The adversary's not taking joy out of my heart. God says I'm special people, right? As a group and as an individual. That you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Sometimes we were in darkness, all of us, me included. But we came out of the light because we chose to believe in the one true God and make Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. When we did that, remember the commercial I told you about, we'll leave the light on for you? God said that, I'm leaving the light on for you. All we got to do is flick the switch when we make that decision. It's nothing that's ever difficult with God, but we tend to do that in our own lives. So, in closing, I want to give you 5 things we can do to live in the light of Jesus Christ that can bless our everyday lives. These are real and tangible things, okay? Number 1, spend more time with God, whether reading His Word or talking with Him. God wants to talk to you. You just got to be a good listener, okay? He's listening. Are we? We need to keep our lives energized with 4 bars of His power in our walk. Number 2, live life like God intended, following His glorious light. Again, reverting back to Psalm 119, 105. Okay? Number three, stop living in routine. And you ask yourself, how do I do that? Stop doing the same thing every day. Maybe ask God to show you something new and step out of your routine, doing something fun to fulfill that day. It's available. It's available. Number four, spend more time with others. We could choose a prayer partner. Remember, iron sharpeneth iron. Okay? Take an interest in what others are doing. Take an interest in what others are doing. You know, you can do that at work. You can go up to somebody and say, hey, what are you doing? What you got going on? You know, show an interest, you know, as a genuine brother or sister. And number five, at last but not least, God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to truly be blessed so we can live with an expectation to have a bright and prosperous day when we awaken. The moment, this is figurative and literal. The moment you awaken, what comes on? What opens up?
Your eyes.
And when you do that, what comes in?
Light.
So the moment you awaken, that's when you start to get blessed, right then and there. You can say something as simple as, Father, thank you for giving me another day to draw breath. Those of us who have been ill to a great degree know that one very well. Derek has experienced it, but look, he's a strong young man. I was supposed to have been dead. I'm here talking to you live. I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I thank God for that day. Not tomorrow, but the day I just woke up into that He created. And thank Him for giving me breath for that day. You know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. But you know what? God wants you to live mightily as lights in this world. So, let me close with this prayer. And again, the message is really simple. We are to walk in the power of His light. Thank you, Abba Father, for giving us your light to guide us every moment of our day throughout our lives and to shine to others as Jesus Christ did, doing your will. Help us also to do your will, Father. We know that when we do, we're walking in your light. With that power you tell us that we have, Father, help us to exemplify that, whether it's ministering to another person or just living the goodness of your grace and mercy. So I just thank you for every heart that belongs in your family, that is a part of your family, and here tonight, whether on the call-in or here face-to-face, that iron sharpeneth iron, and that we can go around when we walk in this world shining brightly, not just half-heartedly, but brightly, Father, because we have the Christ in us. Amen and amen.
Amen.